Hi everyone, last Saturday I participated in a training to be able to volunteer as a yoga instructor at Everglades Correctional Institute. The month before, I attended a graduation ceremony for inmates completing their semester work with an organization called Exchange for Change, a group of teachers from the community who teach communication workshops for the men in prison. While there, I was impressed with the quality of the work the men produce, their desire to express themselves, and their willingness and ability to learn. As I sat in the cafeteria, I looked toward one of the windows and noticed the bars and barbed wire fence that made that space part of the prison. I stopped for a moment and wondered how anyone copes with and handles the loss of control that comes with incarceration. The thought of having every single moment I make watched and regulated left me stupefied, fearful, and small. Would I be able to handle such a harsh condition? I wasn't sure, but as I sat there, I realized, although I could not imagine it, I knew that the answer to my question was yes. And the reason for that was that the men I was listening to read their work were no different than me. They had lives too. They too had families, loved ones, friends, a life outside the prison doors. They each had to figure out how not to go crazy, lose faith, and somehow live as best they could. As I thought about these things, I felt a deep sense of gratitude that I can exercise my freedom. I thought of the many ways I often forget this and allow myself to be confined by my own thoughts. I vowed once again there and then to my own liberation and that of others, because the two things are not really separate. This is what got me thinking about teaching yoga, a yoga class at the prison. Yoga is an ancient practice of liberation. The poses are just one element, not even the most important one. As a spiritual technology, yoga invites us to freedom by the act of noticing the spaciousness within. Even in a place where outward freedom is curtailed, yoga can help us walk through the prison doors. And if that's true of a place like prison, an actual physical prison, yoga also does that internally for all of us. This process of liberation, however, is one that is not fast. Often people want quick results, but in fact, yoga is a practice. And the idea is that we practice as much as we can, not so much to get to an end result, but to continue to practice, to continue to fine tune, to continue to find our way, not outside, but actually find our way back into our hearts, into our spaciousness within, into that space that we reside in, and that God resides with us. Anyway, this gets me to think about you and me and those of you who are outside the prison doors and wondering if you are practicing something that embraces or helps you with your own liberation. If you are, I hope you are going at it with all of your strength, with all of the love that you hold within. And if you're not, if you're wondering, what can I do to find myself more at ease, with more joy, with more peace? I invite you to join me and those in the community that practice yoga. Every Monday and Thursday night from 7 to 8 p.m., we are at Continental Park's Dice House. That's on 100th Street and 82nd Avenue, very much near Dayland Mall. If you're in the area, and more than anything, if you're very interested and developing a practice that is outward in nature and mostly inward in benefit, join us Monday and Thursday from 7 to 8. I hope this message finds you well, and I hope to see you at the Dice House sometime in the very near future.